Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Shai Avram Ion Parsha series. We are holding on the Parshas of Nitzavim Vayilech. Of course, we have in these Parshas over here the last mitzvah in all the Taryag mitzvahs, and that is the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. If you look at the Chinuch in Maramaka number 1 in Mitzvah Tuf, Reish Yud Gimel, Mitzvah Taryag, Shins Devino Lihiyos Bichol Ish Mishrol Sefer Torah. Everybody must have a Sefer of Torah. Now, if you look at the language of the Chinuch, it's very much mashma that you don't have to commission a Sefer Torah. You don't even have to write a Sefer Torah. As long as you have ownership of a Sefer Torah, that would suffice. Lihiyos kol ish miyisrael Sefer Torah. It's a chobin to have a Sefer Torah. But in the hemshich of the Chinuch, it's mashma differently. It's mashma either you should write it on your own, and if you can't write it on your own, what do you have to do? Yiskor mi shiichtivenu lo. You have to hire somebody to write it. Now the question is obvious. If ownership suffices for fulfillment of the mitzvah, why do I have to commission somebody to write it? Just walk into a sefer, take a look at the Sefer Torah on the shelf, pay him $100,000, and walk out of the store. And I have fulfilled my obligation. Therefore, it's not so clear in the Chinuch what the nature of this mitzvah is. Is the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, or the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah? But if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, Marmoka number 2, the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka is unequivocal that the mitzvah is either to write a Sefer Torah or to have a shliach write one for you. But inheriting or purchasing a Sefer Torah would not suffice to fulfill one's obligation. Says the Rambam, mitzvah saseh kol ish miyisrael, Lichtoiv Sefer Torah la'atzma. You got to write it for yourself. Kiloimar kisru es ha-Torah. V'af al-pi she'nichu lo'i la'odim ha-voisav Sefer Torah. Even if he has an inheritance with a beautiful, super expensive, gorgeous Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichtoiv mishalo. He has to write his own Sefer Torah. V'ena yedeya lichtoiv acherim kosvin lo'i. So clear in the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka that the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. And if you can't write one on your own, appoint a shaliach to write one for you. However, if you look at Rashi in Menachos on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Rashi is mavur not like the Rambam. He's mavur that even though there's a maila, there's a hiddur, there's an advantage to writing your own Sefer Torah, but if one is unable to do that and he simply has possession and ownership and dominion of a Sefer Torah, that is also a fulfillment of this mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, which is really Havoyas Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, Maramaka number 3, Alakech Sefer Torah min ha-shuk, kechaytev mitzvah min ha-shuk. Says the Gemara, if you grab a Sefer Torah from the street, from the marketplace, it's like you grabbed a mitzvah. What does that mean? Says Rashi, gu mitzvah avad, did a mitzvah. Aval ikos of hava mitzvah yiser tfei. But if you wrote it yourself, it's a higher quality mitzvah, it's a hiddur, it's a maila, as the Gemara says. Last year in the Shurim, we shtelled on this Tekuda in the Rambam, Ayin Sham, beautiful Torah from the Lohiris Nasa. So we have a machlaikas between Rashi and the Rambam in a very simple formulation. Is the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? The mitzvah is to have Sefer Torah. Is the mitzvah lichtleib Sefer Torah or lihiyes loi Sefer Torah? However, regardless of how you formulate the mitzvah, whether it's ownership or whether it is writing, what's the halacha if subsequent to that action, whether you wrote it or you bought it, then you lost possession of it? Either you donated it to a shul and gave it to them entirely, somebody stole it, or he was traveling to Eretz Yisrael and the suitcase for the Sefer Torah got lost and it was never found. This is a machlekes in the Achronim brought in the Piskei Tshuva in Yeridaya in Reish Ayin Beis. He brings from the Teres Chaya a big chiddush, that if one commissions a Sefer Torah or one writes a Sefer Torah, he should not give it over to the shul in full belonging to the shul, in full ownership to the shul or the Beis Medrash, because if he does, he then has to go write another Sefer Torah. Or if the Sefer Torah was stolen or lost, says the Teres Chaim in the Piskei Tshuva in Maramaka number 4, you must go write and commission another Sefer Torah. But if you look at the Teres Nisanel from the Baal Karban Nisanel on the Rush, in the Hemshech, he says that's a wild chiddush. Ra'azed davar chiddush vein echad me'apreskim sheniskidun zed. Nobody says the Teres Nisanel, that if you donate a Sefer Torah to a shul, you now have to write another Sefer Torah. Gam kol ha'olam kulay enei hagin kishinevim mehem Sefer Torah, shiyuchte mechadash, the whole world, nebuza Sefer Torah, they don't write another one. I'm not sure how common it is for the whole world, lose Sefer Torah, but okay. Could be it was a common reality. Akein badakti achra ve'ela shalaykid baro. So there's another machlekes in the Gedolah Achrayim in between the Taras Chaim and the Taras Nisano, the Karpa Nisano. How do we understand the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah a continuous fulfillment? And it depends on the Torah remaining in one's possession. And if it is no longer in one's possession, he must go write or acquire another Sefer Torah. It is a kiyar nimsheches, a continuous fulfillment. Or maybe the mitzvah is fulfilled through the act of acquiring ownership of a Sefer Torah. That's the mitzvah, just to acquire ownership. Whether you acquire the ownership through writing or through purchasing, but once that has been accomplished, you have fulfilled your mitzvah, and now there's no further requirement that you retain ownership of it thereafter. So is it a kiyum that is nimshachas, or we call a kiyum chad pa'amis? It's a one-time kiyum, and once you fulfilled your mitzvah, that is the end of your obligation, and what happens subsequent is no longer relevant to the halacha. And there are many other mitzvahs as well, that you have this nekuda. Is it a kiyum nemsheches, or is it a kiyum miyadi, an immediate kiyum, or a continual kiyum? It is an important halachic concept to keep in mind. We're actually going to go to another nekuda, which is the last nekuda in today's shir, which is a little bit off of the inyan, but it also demonstrates another very important halachic nekuda, a very important lamdasha inyan. And that's the inyan of bailus and mamam gavaya, one's personal ownership, and ownership that belongs kiviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a Rambam in Maromaka number 6, an Ishus Perkei Alocha Dalet, that if a man is Mekadesh and Isha with Meiser Sheni, says the Rambam, there's no Kiddushin. Kiddushin Meiser Sheni, Bein Bishleitik Bein Memezit, Einim Mekadeshes. Why? Lefi She'ein Lailasais Boi Shar Chafetzav Achi Yischalo. He doesn't really have ownership on the Mamay. Look at the Briska Rav in Zvachim on the Avob of an Aleph, Manokar 7, he brings from Chaim to explain that the Maman is Maman Gavoya. The monetary value of Maaser Sheni belongs to the Eibishter. All you have in it is a Shein Baile, is a rudimentary or superficial designation that you are the owner, but the Maman, the monetary value, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch. It belongs to somebody else. That's different than, for example, a classic mamain, your field, your house, your car, whatever else you own, that you are the owner both in name, in title, and in value. You are the complete owner. But we have cases in halacha where, in fact, part of the ownership, or maybe all of the ownership, really, is to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you only have a superficial title that gives you certain limited rights. One example is Maaser Sheni. So again, we're contradistincting the concept of full ownership or what we'll call a limited, partial, superficial, shame bailim, a superficial ownership. What is the halacha when it comes to a Sefer Torah? Can one who owns a Sefer Torah give it to an Isha and say, Hayre at Mekudeshes li, v'Sefer Torah zu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael? Or does he not have full ownership over the Sefer Torah? It's only a limited superficial ownership, and therefore he'd be unable to mekadesh an isha with a Sefer Torah. And in fact, it's a very interesting machlokes in the Achrayim. It's a machlokes between the Rogatchover and Reb Chaim Oizer. So just to keep cheshbon today, we have, besides the Rambam, the Rashi, the Chinuch, we also had a Briska Rav, a Reb Chaim, a Rogatchover, and a Reb Chaim Oizer. So we covered the Gedolei HaRishonim and Gedolei HaAchrayim. Says the Rogatchover in Maromaka number 8 in Kfoli HaTorah Sefer Torah that you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with a Sefer Torah. Because even though perhaps the physical structure of the Sefer Torah, the physical matter of the Sefer Torah, you have ownership on, but the Kiddusha of the Sefer Torah, that's something that's not under your bailus, not under your dominion. And therefore, since you have only a limited ownership, that does not suffice to create a Maisa Kiddushin. The at im yachar kiddush b'sefer Torah shloi lehabe kiddushin. The guy be kiddushin tzarif litein lahakol. You have to give the woman everything. This ring, you're giving her the form, you're giving her the matter, you're giving her the mammon, the value, the ownership, everything. Hatsura v'hafemer, the form and the matter. U'b'sefer Torah ene yachol lahakneis hatsura. You can't give her the non-physical aspect of the sefer Torah, the kiddushas hashemais, the kiddushas hamilim. Then you can't give to her. You can give her some klaf and some diyoy and maybe some atzei chayim. But because you can't give her everything, so it's similar, not exactly the same metzias, but is parallel to Meiser Sheni, where you have some type of shein bialim, some type of title, but the ownership of the value really belongs to somebody else, belongs to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Loman Gavoya. So to Meiser Sheni, so to Sefer Torah. Says the Achni Ezer in Chelek Gimel Truba Ayin Tes Beis Marmoka number 9, that is in fact not the halacha. A Sefer Torah is under full ownership of the one who wrote it, or the one who inherited it, or the one who purchased it. A Sefer Torah is no different than a car, than a boat, than a plane, than anything else that's in one's possession. He is a full baila. Sigh on the mumline, sigh on the shame, sigh b'chol oipin shehu. Aye, says the Chaim Ezer. There are some conditions, when you can sell it, how you can sell it. Those are all only rabbinic constructs. But fundamentally, in Hochais Mamain, only Danab Bailas, the Bailas belongs in Gansin to the Bala Sefer Torah. It belongs entirely to the Onlu Sefer Torah. And therefore, it says Reb Chaim Ezer, Be'etzem, of course, you could be Mekadesh, Shetehim Kudeshas, and Kidesh, the Sefer Torah. So that's the Kuda. Perhaps it's a bit deeper than what we get into, but it's a very important concept to always keep in mind. In Halacha, there is full ownership, there is full bailus, there's full bailam al hamamain, and then we have many, many circumstances where it is a limited bailus. It could be by karbonos, when you're mekadesh a karbon, you have the right to bring it. It could be by maaser sheni, you have the right to be paida. And it could be by a sefer Torah, you have the right to use it. But in all those cases, there is something that's missing in your ownership, and sometimes that which is missing is significant enough to prevent you from doing other things with it, such as perhaps even the Mekadesh and Isha with one's Sefer Torah. So remember, three important concepts: is the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah or to have a Sefer Torah? Is the kiyum of the mitzvah a continuous kiyum, and therefore you always have to have ownership? Or once you have created ownership and it's yours, it is immediate and then it is over. Subsequent, if you lost it or it got taken away or you gave it away, it wouldn't make a difference. You still were Mekadesh mitzvah. And lastly, does one have full ownership of a Sefer Torah, or only partial ownership, nafkamina, the Mekadesh Isha, with a Sefer Torah? Everyone should have a tremendous, wonderful week and a wonderful Shabbos.